Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me, Mr. M. My name is Karen, and I will be working with you today throughout this therapy session. Our goal, as you are well aware, is to help wean you off of this unhealthy, obsession of yours. Now, there's no need to feel embarrassed. You must understand that I deal with all types of issues with my patients. And for you to be taking a step like this shows how strong your moral character must be. You already realize how unhealthy it is, this addiction, as you called it here, to big black cocks, cuckoldry, and humiliation. Well, yes, yours is certainly a unique issue. And while I haven't had any white men who fantasize in such a fashion in front of me before, I'm certain I can get rid of you this ill. I will warn you, though, my approach to therapy can be a bit unorthodox at times. However, I think a man such as yourself will find himself up to the task. This process will start with a preliminary examination of you, as I would like to observe your core physical attributes in order to gain a better sense of you before we truly dive in. If you can please start by taking off all your clothes. Yes, that's correct. Right here in front of me. Surely there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You've already admitted to loving the thought of big black niggers. I apologize. Big black cocks having sex with... Let me check my notes. Your girlfriend and humiliating you. Surely disrobing in front of me cannot be any lower than admission like that. Thank you. Now, if you could please stand up nice and straight. Very good. I'm going to grab some measurements of your body. Let's see here. Height, 6 feet tall, from your shoulder to your wrist, 35 inches. Neck, 15 inches. Left hand, 7 and 8. Right hand, 8 inches. Left foot, 10 3/4. And your right foot is 10 3/4 as well. Flaccid penis. It's 2 inches. I'm sorry. 2 inches in length. Well, we'll obtain another measurement of your length and girth in just a moment when I'll ask you to achieve an erection. If you could please just step on this scale as well. 200 pounds. Thank you. I mean, I must say, you are put together very well. Big shoulders and calves, a handsome face, deep voice. It's surprising that you suffer this this black cock obsession. Had you been a single man, I would have certainly been interested in getting to know you outside of here. Oh? You'd be interested in that? What about your girlfriend? An open relationship. That does make sense, especially a cuckold desires. Well, perhaps I might want that then, although I could not stomach the idea of a white man fawning over the idea of some big nigger cock stretching me open. Huh? I'm sorry, I meant to say big black cock. I just take your plight very seriously. That settles it. It is imperative that we absolve you of this need for being a big black cuckold. I believe it is time that we begin in earnest. I'm going to ask you to take a step back, up against that upright table. I will begin by securing your wrists and ankles so that you cannot move. Perfect. Now that you're upright and locked in place, we can work to help you achieve an erection. Of course I need you to have an erection. The way this shall work is I will receive a scenario for you in which you are far removed from these fantasies. Once your erection is achieved, then the positive touch reinforcement will start. This includes jerking off your penis by me, while I play a special video that my research assistant has prepared for me. I instructed her to create a video that will emphasize on the beauty and sexuality of white men and white women fornicating, the pleasures that abound from such a pure act. It will also include negative reinforcement to the idea of white women having sex with black niggers. I Do not presume to tell me that I cannot say that word. This horrid practice that you are into must come to an end. The sooner you realize that niggers are not fit to have sex with your girlfriend or white women, and most certainly myself, all the better you will be. Calm down. Apologies for yelling at you. This is a safe space, but you need to understand how important this is. Alright, let's begin. We need you to achieve an erection, so I want you to think of your girlfriend naked. No response. What? Let's up the ante a bit. I want you to think of me naked. What? Still no response. Perhaps it would help if I removed my top. There. Still nothing? Let me check this chart again. You do have a girlfriend, correct? Okay, and how old is she? Are you serious? 16? But I have you down as... Wow, you're nearly double her age. So despite me talking about your 16-year-old girlfriend, despite me revealing my breast to you, you still cannot get aroused? What can we do to ensure you reach an erection? I don't think that's the best way to go about this. Fine! Stop pleading with me. I'll do it. Only to arouse you is a vital, but I promise this type of talk will not continue throughout. Clear your mind and focus on your jailbait girlfriend. Imagine her naked and on her knees, her face staring up in amazement at a 9-inch thick black cock hanging right in front of her. Oh my, that seems to have done the trick. What's that? What's this note I'm writing? I'm simply recording that the patient did not respond to naked woman, but became aroused at the introduction of a big black nigger cock. Hypothesis is that the patient might be a faggot, but further analysis is needed. And look at that! Your dick jumped up again once I called you a faggot. Simply unfortunate. Well, faggot or not, you are beyond hard right now. At least I can grab your measurements. Let's see. Length. About 6 inches on the nose. Girth. 6 inches as well. What are my thoughts on your dick? I think it's kind of cute. I personally don't think size doesn't matter. I think size doesn't matter. Unlike niggers who are constantly like, my dick is bigger than the white man. No. We don't think about that here. But you know, if we were alone, if I were to take you up on that offer, you know, let's say I would, I treat you. But we're in this office, so... And I don't deal with faggots. Especially nigger faggots. Well, enough of that. I need to wash my hands. We will begin both the physical and external stimuli together. I will start the video my research assistant prepared for us. There we go. And while it rolls through the introductory portion, I will lift my hand up and proceed to start jerking you off. You will know at no time during this process will I cease masturbating your penis until you achieve orgasm. Once we start, we will see this through to the end, and there are no resets. Okay, there we go. Does that feel nice? Are you enjoying the feel of my small white hands upon your penis? That's right, you are. Just relax and enjoy it. I want you to concentrate on my words and keep your eyes focused on the video behind me. This feels normal, doesn't it? A white woman pleasuring a white man. No filthy niggers to intermix with. Any woman you're with will belong to you. The idea of your 16-year-old girlfriend or me or any white woman degrading themselves by sitting on top of a big nigger dick will slowly fade from your mind. Focus on the scenes taking place in front of you. White woman having sex with white men. White men. White. What the fuck is this? That bitch. I can't believe she got my instruction wrong and put together a video showcasing such large black cocks. My god, look at the size of the cocks on all those different niggers. Oh my, they're all so buff looking and the way they're handling those little white girls. I can't believe those white girls would let those big nigger beasts do that. The way they're shoving those big nigger cocks into their mouths, their pussies, oh my goodness. I can't take all that. Those nigger cocks are beyond big. And I... You're still hard? You're probably about to come looking at those big nigger dicks as I jerk you off. What a faggot. I mean, look at them compared to you. You're just some scared little white boy in comparison to them. Is that what this is? You get scared and nervous and horny when you see some big black guy, huh? Does some big black man just make you shake and realize that you're inferior? I bet you're some sad little Jew, aren't you, faggot? That's why you really came here. Not to remove yourself from those fantasies, but for help and protection, trying to rid yourself of those big bad minorities from getting their hands on you and your girlfriend. A little white faggot like you needs all the protection he can get. And now look at you, tied down, restrained, and getting off to me telling you that you're a faggot. Getting off to me telling you that those big black nigger cocks dwarf yours in size. That's you. Oh my god, you're nothing but a little white cuckoo bitch compared to them. And if one of those niggers was right here right now you'd nut right in my hand. Out of fear and embarrassment. In fact, I would have that big nigger fuck you up right in front of me. Put a beat down on that little white boy faggot until you're left bloody and bruised. And then I'd reward that big strong nigger by fucking his huge black cock right on top of your body. Let you see exactly what you can never have. That's why you get cucked by your jailbait girlfriend. I bet she always saw your fear and apprehension around those niggers. And when she pressed you on why you're always so concerned and worried about black guys, you confessed it. It was because they had such big dicks. Because their cocks are twice the size of your little white one. And why wouldn't that concern you, knowing that your underage girlfriend would do anything to sit on a nice, big, black cock? Does that worry you, faggot? That your girlfriend just wants to sit and spin over some nigger's big, flat, purple yogurt slinger? That your little white dick just doesn't do it? Does it? Does it, faggot? That's right. That's why you spend most of your nights pumping away, drinking your little white dick to some white girl being railed by a nigger. Look at you. Look at you staring at me with those big pathetic eyes, hoping I will sell you something that'll make you feel good about yourself. But all you are is just a faggot white cuck. You're so sad and pathetic, you want to suppress other people. You want to suppress the black man and keep them down because you're jealous. You're insecure. You're just an envious little faggot, aren't you? You really want to choke on that big black nigger dick, don't you? When I talk about your white 16-year-old girlfriend choking down some big black cock, your dick gets hard. It makes you throb with desire. Every time you see a giant purple cock, it drives you wild. It makes you hard and desperate. You're such a sick fucking faggot. I want you to come right now. I want you to shoot all over my body while imagining forcing you to choke down a big black cock. That's right. Drain that white little white faggot dick all over me. Because after this, I'm not getting with you. I'm going out and finding the biggest, meanest, white boy hating nigger and fucking him until he puts a real man's load onto me. Such a cuckold. I bet that you become a big black cock sucking faggot for me. I bet you want to come right now, don't you? Let me hear you beg to come to Big Black Dick. Say, Dr. Karen, can I please come to Big Black Nigger Dicks? Louder, faggot. Say, I love Big Black Cock. Oh, you want to fucking come for these big black dudes? You want a fucking faggot? Now that you're a fucking faggot begging me, Dr. Karen, please let me come to those big black dicks. I want you to come in 3, 2, 1. Blow your fucking white faggot load everywhere with those big fucking black niggers in your face, wishing they were halfway down your throat, you fucking faggot. Wow, you came all over me. There's just so much cum. Who knew a little white boy could produce so much? I guess all that black nigger cock talk really did get to you. After all that hope and ridding you of your big black nigger dick obsession, it seems we only strengthened it and created one for me. All in a day. All in all, I'd say this was mighty successful. Well, I most definitely will not be entertaining the idea of going out with you now. I do want you to return next week for a continued session. This time I will bring a nigger and let him have his way with you and I physically. Now off you go, faggot.